Grizzly bears may be on their way back to rural Washington state. The Trump administration is thinking about reintroducing the predators just south of the Canadian border and about 100 miles north of Seattle. And rural farmers and ranchers are gearing up for a fight. During a reporting trip there, NPR's Kirk Sigler discovered the looming battle is about a lot more than grizzly bears.
This is a story about reintroducing a grizzly bear to a state where they were eradicated years ago, but it's also about something a lot bigger. Listen to these two polar opposite views of grizzlies to understand why.
Sheer inspiration and wonder. That's what grizzly bears do for people.
This is environmentalist Joe Scott, who lives in Bellingham, Washington, north of Seattle. Next is Jim Detrow, who lives on the more rural east side of the Cascade Mountains.
I can run out on my back porch and scream and scare the hell out of a black bear. You're not going to do that with a grizzly bear.
They'll hunt you down, he says. Playing out in these two vastly different views of the same bear is the country's urban-rural divide, or at least a version of it. But first, let's start in Jim Detrow's hometown, remote Okanagan, Washington. He's the county commissioner here. In his office, there are stuffed cougars, bighorn sheep, and deer he's hunted mounted on the walls. In a shoebox he keeps in his desk drawer, there's also a giant mold of a bear claw.
There we go. But that's a plaster Parish cast of the Tongue Creek Grizzly.
The Tongue Creek Grizzly, an infamous grizz that he says terrorized this area in 1958.
They hunted that bear, and nobody ever got him. And he was just on a rampage through here killing livestock and eventually left.
Now, Detrow is worried that if the feds reintroduce the bears, there will be more economic havoc in this river-cut valley with its cattle, but also its lucrative fruit orchards and tourism and vacation home industries. He says grizzly reintroduction to Washington state is being pushed by deep-pocketed environmentalists on the other side of the Cascades in Seattle.
They have this grandiose idea that there's this vast wilderness out there that's part of theirs because it's public land that they can go to. But we that live here don't have a right to live here.
Detrow says people in cities like to cut checks for feel-good environmental causes, but they're not the ones who actually live out here, off the land, and have to deal with the consequences.
Well, a friend of mine that's a rancher coined a phrase, asphalite. You know what that is? That's a person that is born and raised on concrete and asphalt, has no common sense whatsoever, and gets up every single morning and drinks the green Kool-Aid.
It can feel like two parallel universes when you travel from rural Okanagan County over the mountains to the more well-heeled Seattle area. It's a place famous for its liberal activism and Patagonia-clad population that flocks to the Cascades to backcountry ski or hike.
People in urban areas do spend a lot of time in places where the bears will be.
Joe Scott, the environmentalist we heard from earlier, is showing me the edge of what would be the grizzly bear recovery zone in the Mount Baker Snoqualmie National Forest.
Yeah, it gives you a little preview into what's in the backcountry. You can see steep mountains and heavy snows in the background.
Scott takes offense to the argument that people who live in more urban places are somehow disconnected from these wild areas. He's skied, camped, and bushwhacked his way through these rugged mountains, and he says there's plenty of room for a couple hundred grizzlies.
Grizzly bears are not man-eaters.
Scott says grizzlies avoid humans unless we give them a reason to be a nuisance, like when we leave trash out. And in states to the east of here that have grizzlies, like around Yellowstone or Glacier Parks, problem bears tend to get dealt with swiftly.
You know, we hear a lot from people that this is just another federal intrusion to push an urban agenda. Well, first of all, the federal government is following the law.
Federal law says a species at the brink of extinction must be protected. Now, the environmentalists got to go to the invite-only announcement by President Trump's Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke that the grizzly plan was being restarted. Over on the other side of the urban-rural divide, on the eastern slopes of the Cascades, people told me they weren't invited and felt blindsided. They thought this Obama-era plan was dead.
What the hell do we do? You know, we thought we had somebody on our side, and now Zinke pulls this on us? We're not happy.
This is Craig Verasca, a rancher and enthusiastic Trump supporter. He grew up with Jim Detrow, the county commissioner who showed me that bear claw print earlier. We're out in one of his pastures where his cows spent the winter.
They think because I stop with the trailer, they think I'm going to come feed them.
And once the snow melts up high, he'll move these cows up into the lush Cascades where they'll graze for the summer near where the grizzlies would be reintroduced. He thinks they'll kill his cows or at the very least keep them stressed and moving, not breeding. Nebraska is so frustrated because he says Secretary Zinke had pledged to better listen to rural voices like his when it comes to public lands decisions.
I mean, the guy flies to the Northwest in a 48-hour period and makes a decision like that, to my knowledge, not consulting a person like myself who spent a lifetime here.
A Zinke spokeswoman declined an interview request by NPR, but the secretary has said he, quote, supports the Great Bear and in particular its cultural significance to area tribes. And here's where that urban-rural divide issue and how it relates to the grizzly bear debate gets complicated. It's clear not everyone in a city or everyone in a rural area fits neatly on one side of this divide or the other.
In my language, we say flim limp quillin chutin.
Before I left rural Okanagan, I met Lori Sue Nelson. She's speaking in her native Salish here. Nelson is a descendant of the Colville tribes of central Washington. They consider the grizzly sacred and want to see it brought back.
They have the right to be here before any other species because they were indigenous to this area since the beginning of time.
A final decision on grizzly reintroduction is expected by the end of the year. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Okanagan, Washington.